situation is now changing a bit because we are seeing the M22 rebellion taking more and more control of those sides of the city which were occupied by FARDC and Wazalendo. So M23 is in control of this neighborhood. But some fightings and resistance stays in some neighborhood in the north of the city of Goma and also the south of the territory of Nyiragongo, such as the neighborhoods called Majengo, Katoi, and the villages like Buhene, Turunga, and Tanzani.
Jafar, was there any counter-attack from the DRC army in an attempt to reclaim Goma?
No, because officially the army had left the city, but some soldiers which stayed in the city and didn't accept to surrender, they are the ones who are facing M23 and fighting were intense. But there is no way for the FARDC to counterattack because Goma was isolated by M23 before the fall of the city. And as now M23 are in the city, the last position of FARDC around Goma is at 100 kilometers. For example, in the north direction, the first near position of FARDC to the city of Goma is in Alimbongo, which is around 150 kilometers. So a counterattack can be organized by FARDC.
The people of Goma, how are they adjusting to the occupation of the M23 rebels?
In some neighborhoods, especially those in the west part of the city, people were allowed today to walk, to live, and to visit some areas. But in some neighborhoods, people are still in their house. And many areas, we saw a lot of store shops and supermarkets being looted by locals. As you know, for around 10 days now, Goma was missing food because of the fighting and the flooding of the city of Minova. So young people took benefit of this fighting to loot all shops of Goma, all supermarkets of Goma.
So what is it like for you, the journalist, in Goma?
As all local medias are not working, journalists are for now like all other citizens in their houses. But today, myself, I tried to work. I went out with a camera and I met some M23 officer who called me, checked my IDs and confirmed that I'm a journalist. Then one of them told me, it's not a good idea for you to work at this moment as we are cleaning the city. Go back home and tomorrow you can start working after we ensure that the city is clean.